This is KUNC. This summer, Boulder's Pearl Street Mall celebrated its 40th anniversary. And while restaurants and shopping are a big part of the pedestrian mall's allure, KUNC arts reporter Stacy Nick introduces us to some of the mall's more unique tenants.
For Jeff West and his family, Boulder is a must on their vacation to-do list when they visit from Chicago.
We come here every year and come spend one day from when we're in the mountains on vacation. We come down here and enjoy Pearl Street and some food and some entertainment.
Today they're on the lookout for one specific entertainer.
We're looking for a guy who folds himself up into a clear box.
That may sound strange, unless you're familiar with one of Pearl Street's longest-running tenants.
Everybody! Run, come, look at me.
About 50 people are gathered around Ibashi while he artfully folds his 6-foot-tall, 160-pound body into a 20-by-20-inch clear plastic box.
Some people call it contortionist. I call it Rasta yoga because it's my own style.
Originally from St. Kitts in the Caribbean, the 61-year-old has called Boulder home for the last 27 years.
It's kind of relaxed to me. It's not too... You don't have too much of crimes, you don't have too much of nonsense going on here. So it's much easier for me to be here.
Pearl Street is known across the country as a mecca for jugglers, magicians, and buskers of all sorts.
Georgia.
38-year-old escape artist Casey Moore lives in Texas but spends his summers in Boulder. After 18 years of performing, he's found that larger cities don't always mean better shows.
I got a nice small crowd right now. If I get you guys being loud, everyone else will hear y'all. They'll realize I'm trying to do my first show. Are you guys with me? Just be loud. Everybody say, yeah.
Yeah!
That'll work. Good
and
enough.
Even when he has a bad show in Boulder, like today, he says it's worth it to be here.
It's one of the only spots where performers like us can do it. There's only probably 10 in the country that's actually workable, and Boulder's one of the best ones.
What makes it so good?
The people. They're educated. They got money.
There's a sort of symbiotic relationship between the mall and the performers, says Lane Landreth. He's the special events coordinator for the city.
Now going on 40-plus years, it's the heart and soul of the city, and we also hear Keep Boulder Weird, so I think that the buskers and the performers are part of that.
But even on Pearl Street, if you're going to jump through a flaming hoop, you need to jump through a legal one first and get a special entertainment permit.
We only require that of the folks who are doing some really crazy and out there stuff, like using fire, any kind of juggling of a projectile, whether it's a knife or a bowling pin, if they're using any apparatus like a unicycle or a slack line that's over 6 feet high. Those are the folks that we need insurance from.
And there's the key word, insurance. Buskers like Casey Moore, who also uses fire in his act, are required to carry liability insurance.
I'm going to get up there and juggle the fire. Right after that, I'm going to get wrapped in a straitjacket and chains.
While Moore has never had to file a claim, he knows performers who have. Once, he saw a fire juggler lose control of one of his props.
His firewall Ebola, his Diablo, flew off and hit a lady in the glasses, busted her glasses. If he wouldn't have had the insurance, he would have been in a world of trouble.
Other than a permit, Boulder's street performers are mostly self-policing, which is why at almost every show, at some point, you're bound to hear this.
The tricks and stunts you're about to see are incredibly dangerous and or deadly. Do not try them at home. Your blank stare constitutes a legal affirmative that releases me from all liability.
That's Brent Fiasco. With 3 summers under his belt, he's sort of a newbie on Pearl Street. But like many of the performers who come here, he was instantly smitten.
There's really nowhere else, especially this close to my home, that this happens. It's a really special thing, I think.
Home the rest of the year is Phoenix, Arizona. Fiasco says having a good working relationship with the city and business owners is essential. That's why performers are okay with keeping walkways clear, making sure their shows are family-friendly, and handling their own scheduling.
It kind of keeps the performers on the hook and makes sure that everybody out here knows what they're doing and is professional and so on.
Everyone together, when I count three, you all say, light it up. 1, 2, 3. Light it up!
Because while it may seem like fun and games, busking in Boulder is serious business. For KUNC, I'm Stacy Nick.
Yes! Thank you very much. My name is Brent Fiasco. Please come forward, put your tips in the orange bucket. High five for free. Come get some. Thank you.